Welcome to the show. Good morning to you once again. This is The Chart Station. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And I have with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you just died. You look it. You look it.
Well, say my mama born me as woman. Huh? It would make sense. Anyway, good morning to you.
See, some things just remain in the imaginary world. Like, what?
Yeah, I can't believe I said that down there. But anyway, I when I was growing up, people think I'm a woman.
No, but no one did.
Because I have this flexibility of the body.
No way.
And you don't know about that.
People never gave that second thought.
Were you there when I was...
There are some things that you don't have to, you know, physically be there. You just know these things.
Ah, what do you mean? Are you a prophetess?
How can someone just look at you and then imagine you being a lady? Ah, that person is wicked.
No, it's not about wickedness. When you see some attribute, you have to compliment.
Oh, no attributes.
A lot of attributes. You know, the other day, I taught you how to dance. Like, I have to give you some flexibility.
Stop saying that.
I have to give you some wine.
No, you have to stop it.
No, seriously, I have to show you the way. When it comes to dance,
let's not have this conversation.
Don't try me.
You've moved from wishing to be a girl to now teaching me how to dance. If you want to be risky, just say it.
No, I can't be. But when it comes to dance, number one, you know that. So good.
We'll be praying for you.
And let me greet the people.
We'll be praying for you.
Let me greet.
You need the prayers.
Good morning to you. How are you? Anyway, Ada, since yesterday I've just been happy. I don't know why I'm happy anyway.
It's good. I mean, it's so nice to be happy.
You know, because I don't... New month, that's true.
Got paid. I just got paid.
This is a new month.
I see.
Don't be putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth, but come on, you just got paid.
Who says so?
Wow. No problem. It's all good. I am happy for you.
I'm just happy. I have this internal happiness.
Just use the money wisely.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, this is The Chart Station, and right about now, it is the Soul Therapy segment where we talk about matters of the heart. So this segment is going to be on from now until 1:30 in the morning, and then at 1:30 to 2, we'll get into the dark room where we talk about sex. Not just a sex topic, but hey, it's a segment where we have questions for you. All you have to do is call us, pick a number from 1 to 10. We ask you the question, and then you tell us. Trust me, that segment is something you should not miss for anything. All right, I want us to talk about mourning. Dennis, can you just give us an example of that, like a soundtrack? That's how you sound. Nice.
I didn't say that's how I sound.
Okay. That's how you sound.
If I bring my sound on the table.
Well, bring it.
Don't allow me.
Bring it. Let's see.
Ada, please leave.
Try us.
I will not try.
Try.
I try not.
Dennis will be like, Hodja.
See, Ada, your mind.
Ooh, okay. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about. And I have this story. So, let me just read it out just in case you're just tuning in. One night, my girlfriend and I had a great time. Night ended, we got back to the house. Things started heating up, and I was beyond happy because we haven't been having sex as frequently as we usually do. In the middle of it, with her head tucked in my shoulder, she mourned another man's name. He was until recently her co-worker. I immediately stopped. She asked what was wrong. I told her that she just called another man's name into my ears. First, she denied it, and then later said she didn't mean to. She tried to comfort me, but I wasn't even in the mood. Didn't want her to touch me after that. Currently, I feel crushed. I hardly sleep, and I can't even focus at work. I don't know what to do or how to feel right now, or how to even continue the relationship, because in my head, she is doing it with someone else. So now we are asking, has this ever happened to you, like having sex with someone and instead of hearing a part name, all you hear is another man's name? How did you handle it, if that has ever happened to you? And what does it mean when you call another person's name during sex? Then, what would you do? if your partner called another person's name during sex, what would you do? Would you stop the act? Would they ask you questions, or you just continue until you are satisfied, then have a conversation with that partner of yours? What you gonna do? 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Adam.
Yes, good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, this is Moses.
Hi, Moses. Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Adam.
Yes, Moses.
First, I won't be happy. But secondly, Adam, really, I know you love peace, and it's very good. It's good for people to be peaceful. But if you don't sort out the peace and you don't make peace in between
Moses,
people,
Moses, can we have this conversation on life and dangerous, not a chastation?
I've not done bad, and you didn't tell them what I said.
Moses, let's have this
that
conversation
is
tomorrow.
That's
this
painful.
Is another program. I'll be forced
I
to
had
take
you.
It
I had no. You see, it's as if I'm becoming something else that I don't want to be.
Let's have
I
this
think
conversation
about my relationship
on the
with my
show.
God. That's why I'm calling into
it's
this show.
It's another show.
I know it's another show, but peace should be peace.
Hello, Moses. Calm down.
Thank you, my brother. Anyway, no props. Maybe I need to even minimize the way I call him, because it's this thing will affect my relationship. It's not cool. Thank you.
Nothing is affecting your relationship, Moses. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Moyo.
Yeah, morning.
How are
good
you?
Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, good morning, Moyo.
I'm good.
That deep breath, that says a lot.
Bad boys.
Really?
Me, I'm better when I be having sex, calling somebody's name. Ah.
Yeah?
I will not be happy, I will not lie.
Why?
I would think maybe my boyfriend loved the person, that's the meaning. Is that she maybe...
Really?
Yes. It's not like mistake.
So what if
I'm having sex with you?
What if he tells? What if he tells you he was seeing adult movies and then one of the characters?
Which adult movie? You know, like, I disagree with that one. We're having sex together. He calls somebody's name. No, I'm for this for that. I cannot take it. I don't want to take like it.
So what would you do? You end the whole thing. You just stop the act.
No, well, that happened to me before now, so that's like...
No, we're just asking, what if that happens?
If it happens, I cannot move on now. You guys will see back now, see? I'll just be angry for you, why? I'm not moving because of that one. No. I'll just get angry for him for some time. But later, I don't think...
You move.
Okay.
Hello?
Why I will get angry for a while... And forgive him.
But anyhow, for you, why not? Later, why you want to get that? Because of that, I will not say I'm not interested again. No. I'll just get angry.
Okay.
For you, why?
All right.
Interesting.
Get angry for a while.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
It's interesting anyway.
Hello. For you, why not? I'm not interested again. No.
You have to be interested now.
It's not going to be easy like that, but I have to just do what I have to do.
At least after the act, you don't deal with him. Say, what did you say? That?
Okay. Thank you, Boyo. Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Call us back, please, if you can. Hello, Ada. Blessing. Honestly, I can't place it. Why would I be making love to my girlfriend or wife and in the midst of all the heated passion and adrenaline gush and all that, she runs another guy's name into my ears? What the heck? To me, that's a deal breaker. I am so kicking her out of my life for good. I just can't deal. Wow. It means she hasn't been faithful and like hell surely has been screwing another guy. And to add more pain to the fact that she's been cheating, she has to warn another guy's name into my hearing while we're going down. That's like telling you the guy handles her better than you to your face. Oh, woman, she's so gone, like history. No explanations, no begging. I am so throwing her out. Her first before her baggage is John Hugo from Mushin.
Wait, you have one.
Now, wow, John, I'm joking.
You have to be coming down.
Like, John's like, no, you have to leave my house. Like, go. Good morning, Ada. Son is asking for the first two songs I played earlier. I played Talk by Khalid. I played Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Benga.
Benga.
I'm a first-time caller.
Ooh. You're welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, man, thank you very much. Well, guess what, Ada? You have a very sweet voice.
Okay, thank you very much.
Come, big guy. Me, I don't have a very sweet voice.
Calm down. What's your problem?
Well, pertaining to the discussion, I can't take it. I don't like that. What about if I've also come and the girl is screaming or saying...
You know, instead of Benga, you're hearing Femi. Oh, Femi.
I'm going to use my comb for that. What the fuck is that?
Please don't use the F words on the radio.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
It's so, okay. You're going to save it. Like, you take it back.
Bye-bye. You run away.
So, wait. How do you take back your comb? Let's say you...
Who does that?
Okay. Yeah, of course, Benga.
<You bastard.
laughs> Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Femi.
Hello?
Femi.
Oh,
Femi.
Femi, welcome.
Femi.
All right, Femi, tell us, what would you do?
I said to call you on the about you and then say, but I don't get you.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that.
It's Namil.
What do you go do?
I go confess.
Very selfish, man. What? You go confess before you fight.
Because I'm cooking.
But what's he go confess?
If I don't confess,
before where you go?
After coming, what would you do?
Come on. You go tell me what you have to know.
What if she tell you it's a mistake or she been to see one big people film like that where the name just there ahead?
I know that because they tell her many boyfriend. I know that because I think she here and that's what I know.
Now, wow, this trust issue that we have in this Lagos.
I've been in my phone.
You even give yourself a position.
And
now. You know the joke.
They don't get many boyfriends.
No, what? Come on. No, I can't take that. It's not a joke. I am not going to take that.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not taking that. You can't even generalize that statement that Lagos girls have so many boyfriends. We still have some faithful girls. We also have faithful guys in this same Lagos.
Like me, faithful.
Please, I don't want to get in. I don't want to have this conversation.
I have to speak for myself at that.
It's okay. If you say so, no problem.
I'm faithful.
But anyway, I do one man at a time.
Same here.
Please don't crack me up. Good morning, Aja. If mistakenly my girlfriend whispers another man's name into my ears while having sex and I hear it clearly, I will just quietly stand up, keep mute, give her space without talking to her, which means she has been dating the person or she has interest in the person for so long. So eventually we might end up not being together. That's when we might just end the relationship, break up. Because next time next time, because of next time, if I forgive her, she might call another man and tell me it's one of her staff at the office or boss that she forgot to give a file to. Femi from Ikotun. Now, wow. Okay. Though mine wasn't during sex, but her second time of coming to my house, instead of Margaret, I was being called Gloria. Ah. Okay, instead of Margaret, I was calling Gloria. I don't know where that Gloria came from, but I quickly corrected myself. Hey!
How did you even quickly correct yourself?
Of
Margaret, Gloria.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Of course. You can't. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You sound like Mark Gloria.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Okay, Mike. Mike, tell us, what would you do?
Okay. Dennis, how far now?
I did
good.
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah. So, the topic of discussion.
Yeah?
I'm on bed, Abby, with a lady. If that will happen, hopefully it won't be my girlfriend now.
Hey, what if it's your serious baby, your 001?
Problem on this. I said this is a side chick, but if she's 001, as you said, there'll be serious problem.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you, Ada.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I said if it's 001,
yeah,
it'll be a serious problem. I said if
serious problem, what would you do?
Trust me.
Oh dear. Hello? Wow. Kindly call us back, please, but Baba was saying if it's 001. Serious biggie. I don't understand. Okay, see. Now you see the problem. You have 001. And then you're trying to protect that one, but you're saying if it's side chick, that's to say you want to have 001 and still have side chicks, and then you expect, what if you two, you're a side guy to that one that is your 001? please, let's all be guarded. Let's try and be with one person. It saves us a lot of stress.
One man, one woman.
Okay, more calls and of course WhatsApp messages. 39 minutes gone past 12. At any rate, I'm having sex with a girl and she mentions someone else's name. I would pretend as if I heard nothing. After the sex, I'll ask her who the guy she mentioned during sex is. Okay. This one, he doesn't want any reggae to spoil his blues, but I just wants to get to the end and then face the battle. Technically, it means she's been cheating or she's having emotional entanglement with that person. If she's my girlfriend, I'll bang her like mercilessly come, and that will end the relationship. But if she's my wife, matters are rising. Oh. Wow. Good morning, Ada and Dennis. Happy new month. Thank you very
Same
much.
To you.
Well, if I am the person, I won't feel good, though. But I am more than ex name during one mikwe. It was a rebound. Yeah. Mourning one's name doesn't mean a person is cheating now or cheated. Anonymous from Surulere. Why do I feel like I know this anonymous? A rebound. That's something we should talk about. All right. More calls and WhatsApp messages. 0700-993-993-993 is the studio line to dial. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, the name is Michael. The line went off.
Yo, yeah. Welcome back, Michael. So tell us.
Okay. Okay, well, for me,
yeah.
If it's a side chick, anyway, I might feel maybe it's her brother or her dad's name.
So you make an excuse for a side chick?
Of course now. It's a side chick now. We are on contract, so
hey.
I won't take that serious.
Now, wow.
It mustn't come from my own problem with this. Serious.
Which problem? You go end the relationship, Abi, you know, go end.
Problem, you say maybe the other guy is better than me now. So
you just believe that there is someone else, right? Automatically.
Of course, that cannot be a mistake now.
But it's possible. You know that during sex, sometimes you might just think of, you might just have random thoughts. It happens to me. You might just think of, oh, I was supposed to send this money to this person. Oh, I was supposed to check my Google Drive. I was supposed to do this. Ah, and then in between, for like 5 seconds or 10 seconds, you'll be distracted. So what if it happened at that moment, and maybe the guy she was supposed to send a file to is maybe Talkware or something, and she's like, "Oh no, Talkware or Talkware," and you just conclude that. Come on now.
That means she can be sleepwalking now.
Just Papa does not even want to make an excuse for the 001. Now, wow.
Yeah, because if at that point she can be thinking of somebody else, then
for like 5 seconds.
That one go hard. Go hard. Trust me. We will really settle matter. But that will be after we finish the whole thing first.
Hey, so you know,
be sure if it could be my last supper. So once I'm done with it. We cannot talk very
well. So you know Fivex, end the whole thing, Abby. You go Vex, still they do.
Now the last supper, they don't end last supper like
Vex,
that.
Your Vex, no serious. Your Vex, no serious. Your Vex,
what
no
of this
serious.
Guy now, pundit?
He's been evicted.
don't evict, please, so this is not Big Brother, don't evict him.
No, he's been evicted, I beg.
Please, we need that guy around.
No, we don't. All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
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 This is me calling back.
Welcome back, Moyo.
Yeah. It's not possible now. We're not really having, making love.
Yeah?
We're not being thinking about something else. I know now. That means that the sex is not sweet. Making love with me, calling somebody's name. That's me that the person is giving what I'm giving you more. Yes.
Sure, we have agreed on this show that we should stop jumping to conclusions and all that. Have your facts right. What if it's, you know, just a random name? What if you were seeing a movie and then there was this special character?
Is that you're making love? You don't remember the movie, the person that in the movie.
Things happen.
That happened to me before. But it didn't happen to me. It's a bit bad boss.
Bad boss, what would you do? Push him out, right?
Yes.
Moyo. It's okay. Thanks for calling. Hello.
I'm not going to pick my call.
Mr. Frank, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, morning.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
How far?
I am fine. It's not far.
Dennis in Dennis.
Good morning.
How far now?
Indeed.
It's a record, the cat small and the flash. It's just there like this. What do they think?
Is it rainy?
There's more here.
Now wow. Weather for agriculture.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Frank, tell us.
9 months.
What 9 months? Go and buy something and plant. Buy cassava, get water leaf, get veggies. Plant something. Plant yam tubers. Next year, right? Amen. Okay, Mr. Frank, tell us. What would you do?
Like I tell you. You see, you are a certified counselor, a certified doctor, and you are a confirmed counselor in views.
Okay, where is this coming from?
Well, I'm coming from is this. Sometimes some people will call you, give them advice, will tell them what to do, you direct them very, very well, and the thing always with you.
Okay.
You make out time like Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, maybe the treat boyfriend, like girlfriend, master, or husband, or wife issues. You go sweet, pass all these social media talks, all they bring.
Okay.
You understand me, Ada?
Okay.
After you listen this thing,
noted.
Yes.
All right.
Me a good day. It's a damn morning.
Two.
That morning, we call the call. for my own ear.
That got me. What? Hey.
If I enjoy the season that time, I go just farm. Enjoy better, eh?
Yeah.
If you leave, I'm not going to call you whether you don't reach out. So if you call me, you don't reach out. Okay, no problem. I go just call.
Are you serious?
No, what you say, you go say, what's in the app? I go say, nothing, no. When I don't go like 1 month or 2 months, you go, no, say, I don't change that tire. Carry another tire, fix.
Wow. No yes, joy now. At all.
You don't like me with that. I go there for my own ear. Where God give me, they call another person. That means I no do for you now.
Na mistake now.
Mistake? Yeah, I go do my own mistake now.
Two wrongs now can't make it right.
Two wrongs cannot make it right. Not only my own wrongs go make it right. Your own wrongs, hey. You go meet that person where you dey call, so your own wrongs go meet it all. Yes.
So this wahala is too much,
oh. You go do that mistake again now.
Now, wow.
Yes, yeah, so. Who can't talk that one?
Yeah, we work together, so there is a possibility of calling Pondit or Dennis.
In a romantic way.
Because that mood, wait now, because I did romantic mood. I can't remember say Pondit supposed do something for me or Dennis did the show. Ew! Just like that.
I'm not too worried about it. Because if I go close my ear, if I don't see that red flag that time, go carry my tool and enter inside river, the river go chop that person off. Because if you don't go do your white word, even that day, self, when the person won't do the white word itself, and the mistake should do again itself. Maybe after another day, maybe once, maybe after DNA, and I settle the matter. I say, you see this way, the place group is now, you get that more.
Now, wow.
With that mistake, we're supposed to correct that time. So try, Amo.
Okay, Mr.
Try,
Frank.
No way.
All right, thanks for calling.
Please, my girl.
Muyi?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Great. How are you?
Yeah, that is me. What's up? How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How is everything? Great.
Not bad.
Good to know.
Mr. Dennis.
Good morning, great.
Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Yeah. This thing has happened to me before.
Okay.
Yeah, it has really happened to me before. Actually, I made an excuse for her, maybe because of the love I had for her then.
Oh, that she called another guy's name?
Yeah, actually.
Huh. I thought it was the other way around.
The relationship was too young at that time.
Okay.
I think it was 2 weeks old or something.
Oh, okay.
So she we were doing it, and then she was like, holy.
What?
She was like, holy.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, who is Lee? I was like, what
who
did
the
you say,
heck
Lee?
Is
I mean, who is Lee? And then she was like, she didn't say anything. She was actually before she got herself. I think she was in cloud nine. Before she got herself, I had to like shake her. Who is Lee? Why did you mention Lee? Why did you say Lee? And then she was like, she didn't say anything. I was like, no, you said Lee. And then she was like, no, she didn't say that. So I was like, ah, maybe she did. Maybe I heard wrong. Do you understand? But I was sure I heard Lee. So I mean, the relationship was so young, so I thought maybe I heard wrong. I even thought maybe it's one of our friends' name. So the whole thing got done. So I got to find out that was the guy's name when I was catching. You know, the relationship was young at that time, so I was already catching feelings. You understand?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I was now stalking her Facebook, right? So I now checked the old picture, old post. So I checked the old picture and then went through the comment section, and then I saw a friend calling that guy, the guy's name Lee, and then they were like mentioning the Lee. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is Lee. Do you understand?
Wow.
So apparently that guy was her ex.
Okay.
Yeah, she already told me about the guy right from the first day we met.
Okay.
Do you understand? She already told me about the guy right from the first day we met. She told me about how the guy, I mean, the relationship was complicated at that time. So after a while, she told me the guy is trying to come back, was trying to come back to her. And then I told her, okay, do you want to pick that guy? If you still like that guy, you can go for him. And then she said something. She said, are you giving up on me so easily?
Oh, wow.
Those words really pierced my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. So the relationship got stronger. Do you understand? But I didn't really... But she mentioned Lee that time. But I didn't really care about the Lee anymore. She was her ex. And I could understand. Maybe she was in that mood. She was... Do you understand? She was in cloud nine. She didn't know who... Maybe I was doing it the way the Lee was doing it. You know, I was still young in her life at that time. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, maybe I was stupid. I don't know. Maybe I was...
You were in love with her.
Yeah. I was giving her an excuse.
Okay,
but yeah,
great.
She mentioned Lee. But I've actually called girl's name several times.
Great.
Like, several times.
Mm.
So, I stopped calling girl's name.
And now you do press names. So you just use
like
the general boom, name, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have to be careful.
Unified name, John.
Chai. Nawa.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing. Now we know. So if I'm with somebody and you're calling me just babe all the time, like, ah, bro, it's once in a while, call Adana. Call my name. Let me see if you leave Adana and go and call Rouge or Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know? More calls. Hello, good morning.
Hey, hello?
Yes, a lady. Good morning. Hello?
What's up?
Adai's,
hey, how are you?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking.
Lenny, what's up?
Good morning. Fine.
Morning, how are you doing?
Yeah.
It's Vincent.
Oh, Vincent. Sounds so much like it's a lady. Hi, Vincent. Hi, it's our babe.
Hey, she's fine.
All right. Good to know.
Ada, how far now?
Ada.
Hey, Ada, so you have been doing it. I thought you had vision.
Hi. My dear, I am. See, the thing, some days I am, some days I am not.
Just this true confession that you
my
said
dear.
That sometimes if you are doing it, you will think of something else. Eh?
Some, like I said, some days I am a virgin, some days I am not. So,
Dennis, can you hear this? Chai. Are you becoming Dennis this, Dennis that? Are you the real bad girl?
Help me, oh.
I am so good. You have no idea.
Thank you so much.
Chai.
Please and tell us.
Hey, fine, Jerry. If I'm like this, my baby now, I will be doing it.
She can't call Dennis.
Are you,
man? Ada, why are you calling me? Hey, man, by me,
and you just call Dennis like that. Yeah? Hey, oh, see, I will stand up. I won't even honestly,
you just stand up. Just sure. Like that.
Yes, ask me for you. It will go. I won't continue.
Hello. Okay. You will not continue.
No, I'm not going to continue.
So you just keep a poor girl hanging.
Honestly, because normally, me, I always go when I'm having sex. I have sex with
people. Hey, Vincent, kindly call us back if we can. Though mine wasn't during sex, but her second time of coming to my house. Okay, I've read this, but let me just read it and then read the follow-up text. Though mine wasn't during sex, but her second time of coming to my house, instead of Margaret, I was calling Gloria. I don't know where that Gloria came from, but I quickly corrected myself. The funny thing, the Gloria I was calling did not say yes to me. She even ate my chicken when we went on a date. Sons of men. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, Ada. If this should happen to me, my whole body will be deactivated. I will stop immediately. I won't be able to continue at all. No excuse is good enough for a woman to moan and call another man's name during sex. It means she is cheating big time. Please now help my ears. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Kayode Juicy, I'm calling.
Kayode, welcome. Kayode, what's your take on this?
So, in respect of this matter being discussed, sincerely speaking, sex is something that when you are doing it, your reasoning, your mentality will not accommodate any other thing except that thing that you are doing.
Hmm. Okay.
You get my point.
Mm.
So
even for 5 seconds.
What comes to your mind?
I did not call a minute, though. I said 5 seconds. I knew what I
said. So what comes to your mind is exactly what you are doing.
Mm.
The person that's involved. So that is what will be in your So for you to be calling someone's name then, it means a lot.
Mm. Okay.
It means a lot. So that is the way I see the whole thing. And it has happened to me,
really
speaking.
What happened to you?
And the reality is this. When it happens, I realize that the original was not in the country then. So it was the...
You were the fake one.
It was the second leg. You understand
me?
It was the second leg. That
my
was
gender. And you were the second leg, right?
No, I mean the lady that came then.
Okay.
She wasn't the 001. She wasn't the 001 at all.
Okay.
So, but when the thing reached the climax, so I started calling the 001.
Hey!
001. But sincerely speaking, no, that shows love is not there. What we were just doing there was just mere exercise. That is it, because your mind goes straight to where that thing really exists.
So why, if there was no love, why did you look for a second leg?
Maybe African Bobo would be.
What kind of excuse is that? I think, babes, ladies, we have to start this African Bebe since they are African Bobos.
You have to answer your own name. Is it be African Bobo?
Okay,
let me tell you. We Africans, understand. Let us stop being hypocritical. We guys.
No, let's not do guys. We Africans. Ladies, let's start this campaign as well.
I'm not there. Not we guys.
You do say, ladies, go and see that job. We Africans. We guys. You understand? But come to marriage. You understand me? All those play, we just stop it and concentrate. So that is just the issue.
Now,
good morning to you, my sister.
Hey, good morning. I hope you guys also understand when we also do all the play in quotes and say we are not yet married until when we get married, we will now stop and change.
So, yeah.
Let's have the same
Everybody
energy.
Should answer their father. Yeah, no daddy. Me is one man. Simple.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good morning. What's your name? Okay. Where are you calling from?
From Alaba.
Alaba. Please talk to us.
It has happened to me many times.
Many times?
Yes, almost all the time, sir.
Every day. You know the rest?
I keep on calling her name. She's my ex.
Oh, you see.
I go out with any girl.
Wow.
Not to do any sex, sir. Just on the normal date. I want to say goodbye and call her name.
Hey.
This girl, I don't know which thing I did. Yeah, I swear, I don't know. I cannot do it as a. If I want to talk to somebody, even if she's if you look at her, I'll keep on calling her name. I don't know why.
That's to say you're not over her.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried, you know, reconciling?
I don't know how to go back to her. I think I always call her, but I don't know how to say that I want to start again.
I think you should give it a trial. Have a conversation with her. You can never tell. If you can't face her, send her a text. What's up? I still love you and miss you. I want us to talk. And from her response, you'll know if she's open for that conversation. Because obviously your heart is still there. Don't deny your heart the privilege of being happy.
more than 3 years of breakup.
It happens. People break up for 10 years and they still get along, still get back. What will be, just give it a shot. Send her a text. If you can't say it. Oh dear. All right. Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
2 minutes gone past one. It is the chat station, and currently this is the Soul Therapy segment. I am really enjoying myself on the show tonight. Okay, more calls, all right. Let me just squeeze in one, and then we'll go on a music break. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning, Ada.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Your name is?
My name is Joseph. Joseph.
Joseph. Okay, Joe.
Joseph. Calling from Edo, Lagos.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Your voice is feeling bad.
Sorry?
Your voice is feeling bad.
My voice is clear. I am no murderer.
That is small. First time, first caller.
First time caller. You're welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
So tell us, what would you do in such a situation?
Eh?
What would you do if you were having sex with your girl and then she calls another man's name? Deep, right?
I love my girl. I'm in the same place with you, and you call your pick up and call another person. I would definitely leave you with the person automatically. I find another woman.
During sex, though, what would you do? Like during sex, you just end it. Just like that.
Just like that. Because you know, you love me, that you can't love me again.
You never hear the saying, he that started a good work, let him complete it. You started a good work, you not finish it. You leave her like that. You're not a nice man.
Why not? because you didn't love me again.
What if that was just a mistake? Why can't you people make excuses for people? What if that was a mistake?
Then I could do the same mistake as he did now.
Hey.
And then go and find another one that knows that he loves me more than me.
Now, wow.
You did one mistake, I would do one mistake. If you agree, you can come back. I can say.
So you don't forgive?
If you accept it too, you can.
What if she called? What if the name turns out to be her surname? She was just thinking of her dad. Yeah, what if she was just thinking of her dad? Like, oh, she was enjoying the sex and she was already visualizing you visiting her dad to pay her dowry to make her your wife, and she now calls her father's name. Like, this man will visit you soon. And you just got any good relationship like that for just ordinary name. Okay.
You ran away.
Wow, interesting. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 5 minutes gone past one. This is a Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. Someone You Loved is a song recorded by Scottish singer and songwriter Lewis Capaldi. It was released as a download on the 8th of November in the year 2018. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back.
This all and nothing really got away, driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being so what you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
The best of talk on the station for talk.
Nobody should just give up their life like a chicken. Will the police have the ability to resurrect me when I am dead?
The problem we have in Lagos is a self-sense of entitlement to things of the state by certain individuals who believe that whether you like it or not, it belongs to them and their family.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Come on. We don't got it hard. This is what you like out of me. Nothing feels better than this. You say we're just friends, but I swear when nobody's around. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. I'm not. We don't got it hard. This is what you like out of me. Nothing feels better unless if I left, I take you back when you said you said. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this.
Talk.
The Supreme Court basically said the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based.
News.
The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lau local government area of Thurrabi.
Sports.
Goal number 2 for Liverpool. And the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Seconds earlier, he dropped a clanger. And this time, he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
there. Hello is a song by English singer and songwriter Adele, released on the 23rd of October in the year 2015 by XL Recordings as the lead single from her third studio album 25. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Chart Station. It is a soul therapy segment with 17 minutes gone past one. We're still talking about morning. And I'll read this out just in case you are just tuning in so you get to understand what we're talking about. Then take some few calls before we get into the dark room. A moment we've all been waiting for, I know, right? Anyway, this came in and I read. So one night, my girlfriend and I had a great time. Night ended, we got back to the house. Things started heating up and I was being unhappy because we haven't been having sex as frequently as we usually do. In the middle of it, with her head tucked in my shoulder, she moaned another man's name. He was, until recently, her co-worker. I immediately stopped. She asked what was wrong. I told her, "You just called the dude's name." First she denied it, and later she said she didn't mean to. She tried to comfort me, but I wasn't in the mood again. I didn't even want her to touch me. Currently, I feel crushed, can hardly sleep, and can't even focus on work. I don't know what to do or how to feel right now, or how to continue the relationship after this. So your radio girlfriend is asking you, if that has ever happened to you, how were you able to handle it? What did you do? And what does it mean when you call someone another person's name during sex? And now, the part I am very much interested in, what would you do if your partner called another person's name during sex? What would you do? Stop the act, continue until you come, and then start the fight? Or you would just act like you heard nothing? 0700-993-993-993 Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190 The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. We can hear you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Okay, I'm Cherish.
Cherish, calling from where?
From Lagos State.
Where in Lagos?
Ikorodu.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
You want to ask?
Question.
Okay, what do you want to ask?
What would cause if someone has sex and maybe the person is using condom and he couldn't release quickly? What would be the cause?
Okay. Well, so many reasons. So many, I think. Now, sex is a thing of the mind. That's something some people fail to realize. He might be having the sex with the contraceptive and his mind is elsewhere. When a man's mind is far away from what he's actually doing, it takes a while to come. And also some men, when they have it on, they just feel it's not real. So they tend to put in extra effort so as to ejaculate, so as to get to their climax. But when it's natural, there is this, I am not a man, so I really can't say how they feel. But according to, because I've asked this before, when it's natural, there is this feel that they just want to just come. They can't hold it because it's natural. It's rubbing the walls of the vagina. It's just there. It happens. But we have Dennis here. Dennis, tell us, when it's natural and when you have your contraceptive on, which
I think the natural is.
The natural is what? When you're doing it natural, you come faster, right?
Yeah, not really come faster, but you enjoy it.
No, he's not talking about the fun right now. He's asking why when a man has the
contraceptive.
I don't want to call the brand. Yeah, the contraceptive condom. Okay. When he has it on, why is it that it takes longer for the man to come?
Yes, because it's not natural. Like there's something in between the man and the woman. But I think the best way is to have it, you know, the raw way.
It's
know.
Not the best when you're not married and you're not ready to have kids.
I mean, personally for me, I prefer doing it without using the contraceptive. But I think it's based on the individuals involved.
Okay.
If the both of them agree, that okay, let's take it ordinary and let's take it the other way. It depends on the individual involved. There are some ladies who don't like using the contraceptive, and there's a ladies who like the other way. So if you have a partner who agrees to using condom, fine. If you have a partner who doesn't agree, you just have to talk about it.
No, but he's not saying it's a problem. He's just asking the reason why they stay that long.
So for me, I stay that long when I use it, but I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's not natural.
Yes.
Okay, basically that's it. All right, more calls. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Chris, calling from where?
Okay, welcome.
Yes, this is my first time to call back. Although I'm not a listener to the morning crossfire in the morning as well, but I just learned this before I heard you before I started calling.
Okay.
I'm involved this type of thing. You know, there's my woman, there's a time I was, you know, having an affair with her. Then someone was calling. I saw it this person. Then later, she did this thing. And the guy was just asking, hey, where are you? He said, I'm in Port Harcourt. Then after this, then at the end of it now, then I said, please, I would like to know this. The man is the one that wanted to marry her. But at the end of it, but herself, she don't want the man to marry.
Okay.
Then at the end, I said, I just want to know whether the man have already paid the dad or put money on it. She told me no. But at the end of it now, the man now decided to marry someone else whom he didn't like. And they even have an issue with that. There's two kids. There's a boy and a girl. There's twins.
Okay.
I said, but why is it this man? But the only thing I love is my one is that anytime I have a affair with her, then she said, I give her a thank you. I said, look at women, you know. But the first time to hear a woman, you know, thanking somebody, this, whatever, some people, even, and she doesn't normally resist anytime I'm just. Then at the end of the day, even I was able to, I said, okay, I just want to talk to that man. At the end of the day, he said, please, since she has married to you, really, this type of thing. And then I go, okay, that's not my also observe again that even this up to tomorrow, the man kept the picture of this my woman in his own house there. And even some of those, one of her daughter, she named it also my wife's name. You know, so say that they just want to use it to remember that they say anytime, even he's dead, that the daughter should look where can look at this my woman, that so that she's the one that will be that will arrange her, bed or something like that. So that one I've not been having clear mind to this. I don't know. I'm going to wonder the type of she told me that she has nothing to do with but still, this one from time to time calling to call her, say where are you, okay. So I'm a bit confused, but I'm just tuning to this before I had you to say something like this. Then I started reminding, remembering what happened to me. So I don't know, just feel tired of this topic.
Sorry about that, but are they still in communication? Huh? Are they still talking? Your wife and this.
I've told her several times that I just want to see them. Let me talk to the man that some of those, because I didn't know that, because personally myself, if I know that
she has somebody, I'm not because I don't, because there's a lot of
But you're not married. This woman in your life, she's now your wife, yeah?
She's not my wife.
Okay.
She's not my wife.
She's now your wife.
Yes, she's not my wife. No,
okay.
So, but what happened is that since I'm married and she hasn't had any issue, but according to, so somebody was telling me, whether maybe this guy, you know, now make it because she hasn't had an issue with me. You know. But I wanted to, I thought that the reason I wanted to talk to the man directly to know whether he's the brain behind. Of my
and you
man,
think if he that. Is, he's going to give you that information?
There was some, we are talking. Then he asked my woman, you see now, I don't know whether you are the one that made it not to get. He said, no, my hand, no, this, no, my, I don't have anything. He said, okay, I think that I didn't have issue. Will you still keep me? He said, even my small brother, they say, even my small brother that married from Calabar, somewhere like up to the, before the wife did, so that he would not work. But I've been trying all I could to make sure that I see this man, because the man is also working somewhere this end in Niger Delta near Port Harcourt.
Okay. Now, this man is not. Huh? I don't see and I don't understand why you have to see this man. If there is anybody to talk to, is your wife and not the man. Okay, your wife is the one to have the conversation with him, and she's asked him before. He said no. So I think both of you should visit the hospital, carry out a fertility test, and know your faith medically. And I also say this: I am a Christian. So I believe in God and I believe in prayers.
Yeah.
Do it medically and then pray about it. Most of the times we just think everything is spiritual. There is a format having sex, the time to have sex, when to check your teeth. When you visit the hospital, they will put you through.
Yes, well, I've been to the hospital. Most of the time, she always had this, fibroid, and she have already done the fibroid issue. They say the issue of fibroid is the one that makes not to take in, this sort of thing. But after removing the fibroid, I come to wonder, what is wrong? What is wrong?
Go for a fertility test. Still check.
So,
If you feel they still have a connection, I think the right person to have a conversation with is your wife, to cut ties with the man. So over time,
She has been resisting for it, but most of the time, the man, at times try to call. I say okay. The man. That's a family friend, but you continue to say, I'll see my. If you, I can't marry you. Whether you like it or not, I'll still marry you.
My
but
dear,
at the end of it, after
nobody will call you if you don't entertain them. Right. I am telling you, as a woman, the guys I talk to are the people I entertain, and there is a boundary. I have an ex that I am not talking to, and I don't even think I want to talk to him in the next 5 years. Not because he's a devil, but I'm trying to set that boundary. Yeah. So I think your wife should own up and cut ties entirely with that person. I mean, a person who is still telling you, I will still marry you, it's not healthy for your relationship. So it's not your duty to do, it's that of your wife to cut ties with that man. And then remove the mentality of it's the man that is doing it. Because even if it's the man, you think he's going to come out and tell you, yeah, I'm the one that tied your womb or something. To people that have had that belief.
My wife, the one that told me, they say that she is suspecting that since she refused to...
She's suspecting because they are still talking. It's just like me now going to that ex of mine that I've not spoken to, I think, 2 years now. And now say, this is 2021, I've not been pregnant, I think it's you. Out of the blues, come on. But if I still talk to this guy and this guy is still telling me, I wish you were the one I ended up with, I will still have you. If something goes wrong in my marriage, I will think he's the one doing it because he's still trying to come back to me. So she needs to cut ties of that guy.
Several times we invited him it's working for the many to flash. That's on a Valentine's Day. So she's the one that he
say that he will come and visit us, you know, where we are staying.
What for? Why are you people entertaining him?
So, but waiting after that particular day, for where? After boiling down whatever day.
What is he paying you people a visit for?
And it's my wife, even is the one that he said, let's invite. Okay.
What
invite,
for?
Let's just, I don't know.
No, you should know. It's just like my man's ex coming to visit us. What for? What are you coming for? You guys don't have a child together. There is no tie. Or my ex coming to visit my husband and I. Bro, what you looking for? That tie should not be there. If I'm not saying be enemies with your exes, no. But if you have that boundary, you have it in control, and the ex is respecting himself by not bringing the past, not even saying I will still marry you, that is a threat.
Thank you very much. I heard what you said.
It's okay. Sorry that you're going through that. But if you can, and you should, visit the hospital. Carry out tests. Most times our problems are health-wise. But because of our religiousness in this part of the country, this part of the world rather, we just attach everything to spirituality. Just think, oh, I think it's this person that is doing it. I think it's this person that is the cause of my problem. I am not saying don't pray or don't, you know, be spiritual. But let's not forget that we should check ourselves. Some things are not spiritual. Visit the hospital, carry out the test, and not just your wife, even you as the man. Some people actually don't know that they can't produce or they can't get a lady pregnant. They think, oh, I have sex, I come. Sperm do come out. Some of them are not fertile enough to, you know, mate with that or the eggs of a woman to produce a child. So both of you should undergo a fertility test. Know that you are sound, you are fertile, you can have a child, you can produce a child. When you have that certainty, then you pray, hand it over to God. That's it for me. But I worry for that ex that is gradually turning into a family friend. Family friend through who? Through someone you once had an affair with, that is now my wife, that you are still saying you want to end up with? No, it's a big red flag for me. So I think your wife has a lot of work to do. Cut ties off that man. Okay? 34 minutes gone past 1. Phone line seriously buzzing, but we can't continue with this topic. We have to get into the dark room. Okay? 35 minutes now gone past 1. So I'll play just a song. And when we return, we will start taking calls. So get ready. Start thinking of the number that you're going to pick. So when we return, we'll just start a heard. Fa la la, a song by Justin Bieber.
Girl, I'll be right there.
Baby, you deserve everything you want. It's your night. Oh,
wanna put my ear to your chest, girl.
Baby, I hear melodies when your heart beats. Baby, it sings to me like.
You're looking good.
Snow falling on your hair, and I don't wanna get it off.
Even the stars in the sky can't outshine your eyes. Wanna be your biggest gift, no.
Baby, you deserve everything you want. It's your night. Oh,
wanna put my.
When your heart beats, baby, it sings to me.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Falala. It's actually a Christmas song, but hey, I love the lyrics. I love the song. So I was like, let me not be selfish. Let me let you enjoy the song as well. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 37 minutes gone past one. I did say I was going to play just a song because of time. You know, I didn't even let the song finish because I really, really want you to have enough time in the dark room tonight. So this is a segment where you get to hit us up, pick a number from 1 to 10. We ask you the question and then we get talking. That's simple. Turn off the lights in your room, get a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of champagne, whatever bottle you want to get, but hey, don't drink too much. Get in the mood, pick a number, whatever you want to do. It's the dark room. Just think of having your radio girlfriend right there with you, just you and your radio girlfriend. An awesome night it will be, yeah, and it's cold. Think of me just being there around you. The things you want to do with me, just imagine me being there. The places you want to touch. Yeah, you can do them. Okay, I go by the name Adele Blessing. I am your radio girlfriend, and I have with me Dennis Jimmy. Together, we'll be doing this until 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is not that far anyway. All right, let's quickly do this. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Why do I feel like Dennis is looking at me? Well, the room is dark.
Oh,
the studio. The studio is dark. I can't even see you. Okay, who do we have here? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Hello.
I'm doing. I'm number one.
You want to pick number one? Number one.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had a one night stand?
One night stand. No, I'm not doing it before.
Your what?
I've not done it before.
You said?
I've not done it before.
You've not had sex before?
Yes, I'm 31 years old.
You're 31, no sex. Oh. Awesome. Can we know why?
Because
you have what? Oh, a girl broke your heart. Oh my, I'm sorry that that happened, but you don't have to give up.
I need a lady.
You need a lady. Okay. Don't worry. When you meet the right one, you will. Okay. Yeah, just be open.
Can I ask a question?
No, not tonight. Not tonight. So sorry, sweetheart. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
I would ask something. Hey, you're not afraid.
Will I what?
You're not afraid to
me. Will I accept you or will that affect you?
You're not afraid to me.
I can't hear you. Oh dear, so sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, this sex is real.
Hello. Yes, good morning.
This is Moyo.
Hi, sexy Moyo. Ah, you're trying to use a different voice, Moyo. Moyo, we know you're sexy. You don't have to change your voice.
I'm not changing my voice.
No, you're trying to give us the bedroom voice. I understand, it's the dark room. It's okay, accept it. Welcome, Moyo. Sexy Moyo, my apologies. Welcome, sexy Moyo. The only sexy queen that we have. Okay, Moyo, you're in the dark room. Please pick a number.
Number five. Yes.
Moyo, what part of your body? Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Do you enjoy the most to be touched by a man?
My body, I think.
The part of your body.
Let me say, my breast.
Your breast?
Yeah.
Why?
That's where my insurance is now.
That's where what?
My insurance.
Your insurance?
Yes.
Hey, insurance care.
Yes, no.
Okay. Just insurance.
Yeah, that was what I flaunt on my bum bum.
So wait, is it that you just like the insurance part to be touched because it's massive. It's, you know, it's what you flaunt, or that it does there is something it does to you.
Yes. That's what gives me joy anytime. So
but like it does joy. It puts you in the mood.
Yes, so.
Oh now wow. Okay.
I'll be like bicycle.
For real, you know they finish. Thank you, Moyo. Thanks for calling. Insurance. I've learned something new. Let me go home and think of my own insurance. Maybe it's my nose or my lips. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Malik speaking.
Malik?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm listening at that.
Yeah, you're in the dark room. Please pick a number.
21.
Malik, please turn off your fan, I beg. Put it off.
Yeah. What?
Is your fan on?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, we can.
21.
No, we have 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Give me 7.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Okay, 7. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite style of foreplay?
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of.
Tell us your favorite and then you can tell us.
Play with ice.
What?
Play with ice.
How?
Using ice to play with woman, you know.
I beg, tell me, how do you use ice to play with woman?
That is plenty. As I said, it's plenty.
Okay. Tell me. Tell me how. You just stare at her or what?
No. You know, when you do it with trick now. You know, you make it look. Don't let her know that there's ice with you now.
I don't understand though. How look ice come enter foreplay?
I don't like ice cream. I don't like ice cream.
Okay.
It's sticky. Honey is sticky. I'm freezing ice, you know.
Wait. You know when you said ice? I was thinking of the visual.
No, ice, not ice.
Oh, like ice cubes.
Yeah, the block. No, I don't like ice cream.
No, I said ice cubes.
Yes.
Call ice block. Hey!
Yeah.
You see, my mind is not that dirty. I was thinking of ice that they use in sea. Okay, tell me, okay?
No, don't need to go too far down, you know.
So you just put the ice. I don't.
You don't see it. You don't see it.
So you just put it
like a magic.
You put it down there.
I don't play, but I know how to use it.
Tell us now. That's why we have the dark room. We're here to learn.
No, Ada, I won't go further. Don't worry.
Foreplay. So you now this weather like this that it's cold. You come and carry ice cube and put on my body. So a cold will kill me.
Cold will not kill you. It will make you warm.
Hey, well, no.
I forgot when it comes to that, there are two things involved. Either the man is warm, the woman is cold, or the woman is cold, the man is warm.
Mm.
When it comes to that, yeah, so either one of you will become warm or one of you will become cold.
If it's not Hamatan, me, I don't want that kind of foreplay.
Must it be Hamatan, Ada? Must it be?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Dennis, please, do you have ice cube at home?
Ice cube.
Maybe I'll drive with you to your house.
Go away, catch everybody.
I need to use it this night.
Everybody will just freeze.
Interesting. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. I've been a long time.
Yeah, long time. You left me now. I am still here.
Do you know who you're thinking?
I don't, but I shall know that you left me.
Merciful from food. Really.
Hey. Merciful that was not merciful. That year. Welcome, Messi. I am fine.
I just tuned into the show now. I just say, okay, let me just give you a call.
Uh-huh.
Are you in the dark room?
Yes, I am. I can't even see.
Are we the one to ask a question or you?
No, ask it. You're not asking.
Oh, yeah, ask me now.
Okay. Pick a number.
Okay. Number 1 to what?
1 to 10, but we don't have 1, 5, and 7. The rest
you
are
don't
free.
Have one. Okay, give me 9.
I should give you 9. Okay, Number 9, you have. What turns you on the most in a girl?
What turns me most?
What turns you on? Yeah. What turns you on the most? Mm-hmm.
In a girl?
Yeah.
What turns me most on in a girl? Big bumps.
Hey! Now, wow. So, people without bumps, like, there's no hope.
I didn't say there's no hope. It's really, in fact, for me, seeing it sometimes, even if I just touch it, it can turn me on.
When you mean big boobs, are you talking about the watermelon size, like the one that you can use, you only use two hands to grab one, or you're telling us of the ones that you can fixate your both hands on?
You know, I'm talking of it. You know, there are some nipple you see.
Ew.
Bones that you use your two hand on it.
Oh, like my nipple.
Like you want to squeeze it like an orange.
Ah, you call somebody's nipple.
No.
Just kidding.
When you hold it tight, you know, there are some nipples that is very big. I'm not talking of breasts.
Some nipples are big. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there are some ladies that have big nipples.
And you like big nipples too?
Yes, when you see it, I shoot out like that.
Ew.
I'm not talking of breasts that is swallow. I'm talking of sandy breasts. You know, there are some breasts that is big and it's freestand.
You really don't reset.
Yeah, project.
So you get that one. Uh-huh. So when you see those kind of nipples, the way I will use my tongue on the nipples.
Hi! Oh, my nipple.
Do you know, even say, as I'm doing that, me myself can even, you know, I can even pour away on the road without even having sex for that time.
Are you for real?
I'm telling you.
Just like that?
Yes, but the lady too must be, she will turn up at the end of the day without my tongue. She must release, she must release.
Wow.
See, you get it. So, the nipples, when I saw a big nipples like that, it is not rare to see some nipples like that too.
Hey.
But when I see mostly like that, it turns me on a lot, my dear. So, you know, we have things in different ways.
Yeah.
That turns people on.
Okay.
So, I think it turns me up a lot. I mean, you know, I prefer sucking in anything.
Ew. Anything.
Yes. I prefer sucking a lot.
Try.
So, and I don't deal with a lady that doesn't do sucking. I don't like, I dislike them.
Suck your nipple or suck everything. Suck even down.
Everything. Because me, I prefer it should be vice versa. Sure you get. Because I will not only suck your nipple, I will suck your vagina.
Ew. Everything.
So you should also can do the same to me. So if you can't do it, if I see a lady, if I go out with a lady and I think that maybe she doesn't know how, she doesn't love sucking dick, I mean penis. In fact, the sex will not be, you will just be like, you know, it's good to have a foreplay before you even go into sex.
Yeah.
And the foreplay should be, both of you should be enjoying it. Not that a lady that will now pretend, you know, there are some ladies that they will enjoy them to suck their vagina. But they will not suck your own dick.
They don't like lollipops now.
And there are some guys that will love sucking them. Most guys love the girls to suck their own dick, but they will not suck their own vagina. They will not suck the lady vagina.
I feel you. You are a giver and a taker. It's good.
So,
no problem.
If you are like that, it's just like a cheating. Yes, it's just the facts.
I understand.
So when you see me dealing with any girl,
ew,
that is why you see that girls, most girls I deal with, they will still come back later.
Chai, come back for more from Zadi.
Because the way we do it, maybe the guy that will follow next cannot be able to satisfy them like that. They may have the money. So we are not talking of money aspect now. We are talking of satisfaction on the bed.
Wahala. Okay, thank you. This lecture is okay. We'll come back for more tomorrow.
Wow.
Indeed, wow. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. we got Jeff the Building.
Hey, I don't leave for too much. I forgot class this night.
You know?
Like, seriously.
Why you won't go class this night? What's your name na Gabriel. What's in the worry?
Don't buy me, buddy. This lecture is too sweet. That's the lecture.
I know, right?
I tell you.
Okay,
Jeff. Let me pick my number. I got Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let you hear a lecture. I don't forget to say you should die. I don't give you number four.
Number four.
Oluwachukwudi, don't sleep.
Oluwachukwudi will come for you right
now.
He don't sleep. Okay, so Jeff, tell us. Do you think you are a good kisser?
You see that information? I don't even know. If you ask me that I'm a good kisser, I don't know. The only thing I've been talking about who I kiss, I see them, and I'm good at being alone.
Really?
Serious now, because kissing, I don't know. This is that cool now, we need to be honest, like 100%.
Okay. Eh? You don't know. No, Wahala. We will know.
Oh, yeah, Delhi. I make a continue my journey with the lecture.
Okay.
I can't mention making a call and then we need more lecture.
Thanks for calling, Jeff. Hello.
You know why I love you?
Why?
You like a proper way. That man just a day. He just balance.
Before?
Just balance.
I
know that he never went. That's just balance. No, you. Then she not even touch you. Say come back. You just did that.
Hey. Carry the wake. Oh, more person. They tell me how you want it. How in they do? You say make I don't listen.
Myself, I like a big nipple. No problem.
Hey, whoa. Time don't reach. I go for nipple enlargement.
You know what you go do for me?
What?
No, that's where you come back. You never play my music.
I go look for the music. I'll look for her.
I beg. If you play, I will come back, yeah?
Okay.
Make I go find my own big name.
Ew! Careful, oh.
You know, not say, hold on, pop on, yeah?
No vex. Careful.
Don't listen.
You started, honey.
Make I go find big name, but I'll come.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, great.
Yeah, that is me.
Okay.
Mr. Dennis Jimmy.
Good morning.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, let me pick a number.
Feel free.
Number 10.
Number 10, the last number.
Yeah, last man standing.
Last man standing, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
How would you take it if I put my hand underneath your shorts right now?
How would I take it?
Yeah, if I put my hand underneath your shorts right now.
I'm going to put your hand deeper.
Great.
I'm going to tap your hand. What are you
great.
Doing? Come on.
Great as wash his hands off heavenly rays like this.
I'm going to tap your hand. Like, what are you doing?
You're going
get
to tap.
Out of my pants.
Ew! Great. You're even laughing. You're not even sure.
That's what I'm going to do. What are you doing? Get your hands on my pants.
Hey.
I thought I'm going to get you arrested.
Great.
Dude,
are you sure?
Come on, that is sexual assault. Come on, without my consent. I'm going to get you arrested. You're going to hear from my lawyer.
I like the fact that you're saying something and your laughter is selling you off.
But you're going to hear from my lawyer. Why would you want to dip your hand?
From your lawyer.
For trouble now.
After what?
No, come on, man. You know why I wouldn't do that, man?
Why?
If it were to be another girl, maybe I would. But you, come on, yeah.
What's wrong with me? I'm interested. What's wrong with me?
Come on.
Come on, where?
Maybe you should check your finger. That would tell you why.
What? My nails are just long. Nothing
your
else.
Finger, your, I don't know what finger you put that thing in.
Oh, the ring? Don't worry, he would not know.
It's no, come on, don't be. What's that girl's name? Chega. Don't chega on me, come on.
Nice. Don't worry, I'll keep the ring at home.
Don't leave me.
I'll keep the ring at home. Okay.
You need to check out me.
That got me. Thank you, great.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. I feel like taking more calls, but if I do, we'll not have the time to play this song that Mr. Frank requested for. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Thanks for calling. I had fun on the show. Trust me, I enjoyed myself. I asked you not to, you know, sleep and not be part of the dark room. I am glad you listened. You enjoyed it, right? I know. Don't worry, tomorrow it's going to be more fun. Well, I had with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Dennis, your IG handle.
Yes.
What happened?
Over full.
Oh, really?
Anyway, let me.
You should thank them. More, of course, they're teaching you. When you get home now, your babe will be so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No comment. My Instagram handle is at I am Dennis Jimmy. At I am Dennis Jimmy on Facebook, Dennis Samson Jimmy. DM me and we'll reply you.
Okay, thank you so much, Dennis. I am Ada Blessing on Instagram at Ada Blessy, AdaBlezy. Thank you so much for always being part of the show. Well, I'll be leaving you with Jealous, a song by Fireboy DML. After this, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire from 2 to 3 o'clock, and then 3 to 4, a repeat broadcast of The Sunny Side, followed by that of The Hard Fact. Then 5 o'clock, the live broadcast of Morning Crossfire by Sheriff Quadri to update you with current happenings in Nigeria. Nigeria Info is a station you should not try not to listen to. So always keep the dialogue on to 99.3.